it implies our eagerness to advance towards that goal, the Goloka Vrindavan.
No. Today is very
auspicious
day.
No, see. Because,
Santidad, Maharaj, hemos escuchado cosas tan excelentes, tan extraordinarias, aunque no lo conocemos muy cerca, pero hemos escuchado cosas maravillosas.
Even though we have not met personally His Divine Grace up close and confidential, we have heard so many great and fantastic things about Him.
Entonces, yo en nombre de todos aquí, reunidos, le agradecemos muy sinceramente porque lo sentimos de corazón su presencia. Creemos que Vrindavan vino aquí a visitarnos.
I, along with all the members here of this community, are very grateful to His Divine Grace because we feel that Vrindavan has personally come to visit us here.
En realidad, desearíamos la solución mucho más de esta simple visita.
We would actually like a lot more of His visit, more association than just a simple visit for the moment.
Pero yo tengo la firme convicción que aunque estemos lejos, por la afinidad en el pensamiento y por la afinidad en los sentimientos, estaremos unidos.
But I do have a firm conviction that through the affinity or our devotional friendship, we will always be able to maintain ourselves in constant relationship.
Para las personas que viven en esta comunidad, que no están muy, los devotos que están en esta comunidad, que no están muy al tanto, debo recordarles que Sri Maharaj ha sido creo que un verdadero amigo de Sri Prabhupada.
For all those new devotees who are not really up to date, let's say, I think personally Sri Narayan Maharaj is a very good friend of all the Ashram devotees.
No.
Of all Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.
So it's los que nos visitan ya lo conocen mejor que nosotros, pero para los que no lo conocen diremos que él pues ayudó en la ceremonia de sanar de Sri Prabhupada y también en los momentos difíciles de Sri Prabhupada en Delhi y después también en los momentos tan difíciles que se sentía un poco desamparado Prabhupada en América. Creo que fue el más notable amigo en comunicación con cartas y creo que hubo ahí algo, no estoy tan informado, pero algo muy importante en la vida de Sri Prabhupada. La primera voluntad, él le ayudaba.
Los
Bhagavatam, él le ayudaba cuando él se sintió un poco como abandonado, ¿verdad? El único que lo ayudó.
For those devotees who may not know very well His Divine Grace, He is the one who officiated Srila Prabhupada's sannyas ceremony, who also helped Srila Prabhupada in the early days back in New Delhi, who helped him also sending him both Mridanga and Deities when Srila Prabhupada first arrived in New York, and also officiated Srila Prabhupada's samadhi, performed his samadhi with his own hands. I should have called that request.
Esta ceremonia de cómo hacer su samadhi, porque nosotros no estábamos muy informados sobre esos aspectos.
I was personally present in Srila Prabhupada's last days in Vrindavan, and I personally saw how Srila Prabhupada trusted Srila Narayana Maharaj, how he should do the ceremonial performances for his samadhi, since we weren't so well. well informed on such things at that time.
De todos modos, yo precisamente de eso no quería hablar, ¿de acuerdo? Así que se levantaron, pero es un mérito de eso, yo no quería hablar porque no son momentos muy agradables. Para mí, yo prefiero que tengamos la mente ahora en cómo él ayudó cuando la Prabhupada estaba predicando.
These are precisely moments I really did not want to speak about Srila Prabhupada's departure, which of course are a great merit to His Divine Grace for having helped the devotees at that moment. But for...
¿Cuál fue la última parte?
Pero yo no quiero pensar en eso, quisiera que todos pusiéramos la mente en cuando él estaba ayudando en su predica.
I would much rather speak about the times when he helped Srila Prabhupada in his preaching program.
Nosotros estamos por todas estas cosas muy agradecidos y aun cuando haya pasado mucho tiempo, ese recuerdo está fresco en nuestro corazón y lo estará por siempre.
And we feel eternally grateful to His Divine Grace, even though so much time has gone by, but within our hearts, that will always be treasured forever.
Y yo pido disculpas si no tiene más acerca de su vida para glorificar sus actividades y simplemente de nuevo le doy la bienvenida, estamos muy satisfechos de que nos visite y ansiosos también de escucharlo.
I ask forgiveness for not knowing much about His Divine Grace, so I will not be able to glorify Him any further since my knowledge of Him is very limited, but we are forever grateful to Him for coming to visit us. Give us His mercy and His blessing in being here with us. And once again, I give Him the welcome of all, on behalf of myself and all the devotees.
Yo, naturalmente, se oyen muchos rumores y muchas cosas de otros templos.
Naturally, we will hear many other rumors and things about from other temples in this time.
Personalmente, no quiero escuchar nada de eso.
Personally, I don't want to listen to any of that.
Nosotros
queremos relación de corazón a corazón y basta. We only desire a heart-to-heart relationship with His Divine Grace.
Porque a los ojos de Cristo nosotros somos como hormiguitas.
From Krishna's point of view, we are just simple ants.
Los de hormiga roja, hormiga negra, eso es ridículo.
A red ant or a black ant, that's pretty ridiculous.
Krishna ama a todos.
Krishna loves everyone.
Y nosotros tenemos que aprender a amarnos también.
And we must learn to love everyone else.
Gracias y bienvenido. Gracias.
Thank you and welcome once again.
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Shaman Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Hashtachar Desha Tarane. On behalf of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj, our beloved Sikh Shaguru Dev, and on behalf of all of the followers and disciples of Srila Narayan Maharaj, I would like to thank you so much for your most Vaishnav heartily greeting to His Divine Grace and all of us.
De parte de su divina gracia.
Just as Srila Prabhupada used to say to us very often in his lectures as well as in his books, he used to quote Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyaya Na Bhujai, that it is actually very, very difficult for a conditioned soul to comprehend, to fully understand the mood of a Vaishnava, his activities, and his thoughts. Like Prabhupada also told us that actually you cannot recognize a sadhu simply through the eyes, but only way that you can actually recognize a true sadhu, pure devotee, is through the ears. He has the very great fortune of many times being personally present with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada during His manifest presence in this world, and having the opportunity to actually hear the beautiful streams of nectar flowing from His lotus mouth. Anyone who is present during that time can testify that the effect of this sangha was astonishing. The upliftment to the heart, the purification of consciousness was very astonishing. And Srila Prabhupada many times explained in his books and also in his personal conversations that he desired that all of his disciples continue to have proper Vaishnava sangha, so that their bhakti, so that their devotion to Krishna can continue to develop higher and higher. So prior to his disappearance from this world, Srila Prabhupada actually was very concerned that his disciples have ongoing association. So he personally called Srila Narayan Maharaj to his bedside before his departure, and he asked him from his heart to please help his disciples who he had brought from all Western countries, from all over the world, please, if you can kindly help them. He requested this from Narayan Maharaj. And at that time, Srila Narayan Maharaj gave his assurance and promise to Srila Prabhupada that he would actually carry out this instruction until his last breath. Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Narayan Maharaj has continued year after year after year to kindly give spiritual instruction, diksha, and so much help and so much encouragement to all the followers of Srila Prabhupada. And those of us who have had the very great fortune to travel along with His Divine Grace on His touring all over the world, we are also seeing the same kind of purifying, uplifting effect that Srila Prabhupada gave in His personal presence. Therefore, all of the followers of Srila Prabhupada actually owe a debt to Srila Narayan Maharaj for his continued support and actually honoring Srila Prabhupada's request. And I can say that on this very auspicious occasion today, that His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada would be most pleased to see this wonderful, heartful welcome to his most dear friend, and actually he considers himself his follower, his disciple.
Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, she has served so much and she is so qualified.
Dice Gurudeva que
tiene el sati de
Prabhupada. We should not tell like this. See, the Dasi of Prabhupada, that's our name. If you tell Sakti, then eternal power, like Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakha. Go on.
First, I'd like to express my appreciation for Srila Abhaycharan Swami training of all of his devotees here.
Yes.
They are so expertly trained by his love for Srila Prabhupada that what we experienced the evening of Srila Narayan Maharaj's arrival in Costa Rica, I had not seen since the time of Srila Prabhupada. There was such a heartfelt, loving kirtan going on that as soon as Srila Narayan Maharaj came into the midst of the devotees, by the arrangement of Srila Prabhupada and the whole disciple's succession, Srila Narayan Maharaj became like a magnet for all the devotees. I was just reading yesterday in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu how a pure devotee gives Krishna prema. One, of course, is by his words, but then also by the water that touched his feet, the prasadam that he ate, and also by his embrace. So all the devotees were drawn to embrace him, and I practically couldn't see any space between himself and any other devotee. It was like a merge of love. Now, generally, when Srila Narayana Maharaj comes into a city or a country so late at night, like 9:30 at night, he doesn't say anything, but he goes right into his room, try to rest. But he was so touched by the melted hearts of the devotees, due both to their good training in this life and many millions of births of good sanskars and sukritis from past life, that he stayed with them for kirtan and aarti for 1 hour and spoke for another 45 minutes, ending at a 11:45 midnight. This is practically unheard of in the history of Srila Narayana Maharaj's touring. Then later, his secretary, Vrathanath Prabhu, told me that Maharaj was so impressed by the devotion here that he said he wanted to cancel all engagements of his tours and simply remain here forever.
Jnananjana-shalakaya chakshurunumilitam jena tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa-sindhubhyayivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Namne Gauratishe. First of all, I'm doing lakhs and lakhs pranam to my Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Pas Yushman Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj, and also my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Pas Yushman Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Go on. I'm very happy to come to Costa Rica. Especially, I came to Western countries and Eastern countries to realize and to see the glory of Swami Maharaj, and especially to have the lotus dust of the lotus feet of Swamiji, and that is why I went everywhere and I took the lotus dust of his lotus feet. Especially I went to Western countries in mountains, and so big dense forests, and there I saw very sacred places like New Braja, Vajra, Saranagati, and in Australia, what?
New Govardhan,
and so many places, and I'd become overjoyed to see the glory of Swamiji, how he was like a touch of stone, and wherever he went, he touched that all irons became gold. I think not gold, but itself like Chintamani. They become all Chintamani, not gold. Anyone, common person, cannot preach Krishna mission or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu object and mission. Only the very devotees, especially who has been bestowed Krishna mercy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy in them. Let me tell one. So I think Swamiji was not a common man or person. Without the power of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, anyone cannot preach like he preached. There were so many acharyas in India, like Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Shankar, so many. But only they preached in India, somewhere here there. And this Swamiji, very miraculously, in very small, short time, he preached all over the world, so many temples everywhere, so many preaching centers, so many big publications of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, authentic books he did. So it is very wonderful. It has been translated not less than 40 languages, of best languages of world. Especially Srimad Bhagavad Gita has reached in the remote villages and every devotee in the whole world. Door to door he tried to send this. So fortunate that with my Gurudev I met Swamiji in 1947. I think that most of you have not born at that time. No, there was no scone. He had not established. But scone was there. Really, scone is not a mortal thing. Not to take birth and not to die. Nothing. Has not taken birth any time. No establishment. No death. No stopping. Nothing. It is forever before Krishna in Satya Yuga, and it will be forever. This Krishna consciousness is only pure love to Krishna and Radhika. The mission and object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the same, and Jiva Goswami called it Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. The life and soul of this ISKCON or the Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha is to love and serve Radha Krishna conjugal or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Himself, taking the shape of Srimati Radhika and beauty, Himself Krishna came. And He propagated this mission, that we are part and parcel of God. There is no love and affection for Krishna or supreme personality of Godhead. Then we are like dead persons. So the object and mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the object and mission of Srila Rupa Goswami. And the object and mission of the Rupa Goswami is the object and mission of all disciplic acharyas up to Srila Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. So this love and affection for conjugal is the life and soul of ISKCON or whole Vaishnavism. Swamiji has not established any new thing. Same wine in new bottle. In the pranam mantra of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Here it has been told you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Baha Mahavadanyaya. Why Vadanya? Because he sprinkled his mercy that all should have Krishna prema. Only by giving Krishna prema, he is Mahavadanya. So, the aim and object of this Mahapurush, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, was the same, to give Krishna prema. But in the beginning, we see that he had to cut so many jungles of Mayabad, Sahajiya, Sakhi, Bheki, and so other things. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, Tapasvi. And his most of the time went on this. But he wanted to cultivate and make this land fertile so that prem seed can be given there. But really his work was not that only to cut jungles. But he has to do, and he did it by name Sankirtan, Yugadharma. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Yugadharma is name Sankirtan. Without this, heart cannot be purified and cannot be fertile. That is why he adopted Kali Yuga Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, and through this Nam Sankirtan he gave Krishna Prem everywhere. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told very clearly that Krishna Prem Prayojan, not Krishna, Krishna. Because Kansa has seen Krishna, but he becomes furious and angry. If there is no prem, we will be like Kans, Jarasandha, Shishupal, Raman, Hiranyakasipu, like a demon. Krishna took them in. So, Swamiji has come only to give this thing, especially. So, if there is a sprinkle of prem, then we can be happy and we can each other like brothers, like friends, like God brothers, and so prem, priti, loving affection will be each other. Otherwise, never it can be. Swamiji has not made any sect or sectarian view. He has not made anything to quarrel each other or anyone. He has taught us like other disciplic acharyas has taught that we are one family, and that family is called Gaur family. Family. So anyone who is loving and serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, anyone chanting, remembering Krishna and Radhika, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, they are in family, Gaur family. They should be honored, they should be given respect and everything. Like we are same all. Whether they are Kanishta, whether they are Madhyam, whether they are Uttam, they should be given respect according to their stage. But even a person who is not been initiated, he had not been initiated, but he is chanting Gaur Krishna or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. We should try to honor, to think that he is coming in our family, and he will come in our family, or he is in our family. Whether anyone is of disciple of anyone, whether he may be of Swamiji, Prabhupada, or he may be the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and others, anyone, or he may be the disciple of Swamiji, no harm. We are all in one family. Really, I realize this thing here, in guidance of what Maharaj? I realize here. Like they are thinking, we are all in one family. I was so fortunate from beginning, about since 52-53 years, I am serving him. When he met first, I served him so much, like my Gurudev. So much glad to have my services. And he was family man, not sannyasi. When he left everything, but not left when Krishna managed that everyone should left him. He came to, his wife left him, his sons left him. They told that you should go out of our home. And he came to me in Mathura and me. At that time he was penniless, no penny, no farthing, nothing, no bed, no quilt, no nothing, nothing. empty-handed he came to me. I gave him everything. Maharaj has written me a letter that not to me but my god brother, that I was never intended to take sannyas. And Maharaj, the person who insisted me again and again that you should take sannyas, again and again that you are so much qualified to take sannyas order and to preach in whole world by the order of your holy master, why you are not taking? You must take. Told me that I was so much fearing for this. I never wanted to take sannyas order because there were some reasons. He told that when I took initiation from my holy master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, I read a one slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. That slok is Jada Jasya Anugrahnami Harishe Tad Dhanam Sanayya. That is the meaning of this slok, that I read in Srimad Bhagavatam that if anyone takes shelter of Krishna, Krishna takes everything of him and makes a street beggar of that person. But even he chants and remembers, then I can give him anything he likes. And weep. Those who want to chant and remember and to take shelter of Krishna, they will have to weep, weep and weep again and again. But I was not ready for this. I was fearing that I will have to weep and I have to give up my all wealth, reputations and everything. Then what I will do? But I never stopped my chanting, remembering and doing devotional services. That is why I lost my job in Bengal Chemical. He was like his owner of that company, like manager and everything. But anyhow, he has to leave that. After that, he told that I established my own karkhana. Factory, medicine factory. But it also failed in some time. Then I become like beggar, but still I started a medical shop in Allahabad where Jawaharlal Nehru of India, Prime Minister, and his daughter also, Indira Gandhi, she was also Prime Minister. They used to come to my shop. Okay. In couple of days, it was also stopped. He was a straight digger. What Krishna wanted. Now you are telling me to take sannyas. After, in the same time, our Guru Maharaj from Navadip, he was the bosom friend of Swamiji, God brother. I told my Gurudev, requested that you should give some pressure that he should take sannyas. My Gurudev told him that why you are not taking sannyas, you are so much qualified. You should just today, you will have to take. Was Biswarup Kaur. That day was Biswarup Kaur. You know that? Prabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered me to make danda and door, coffin and everything. I made with my own hand his danda, his cloth, that uttariya and this with my. And I, with my own hand, I wrapped this cloth. I taught him how to take these things. You should know that he did not know because I have taken sannyas before him in 54 and he took sannyas in 59. So, we were God brothers first in sannyas relation. He was disciple of his God brothers, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava. So, I always treated him, behaved him like my Sikhya Guru. But Swamiji never behaved me like a disciple. Always bosom friend, sitting on the same seat, chanting, remembering, doing kirtan. Sometimes I making chapati, he used to make chapati, I will do it, and then I offer, and with sitting on the same seat, I gave my this chadar because he has no chadar. Some other temple, I did all these services, and torn valli, quilt, one was there. I lived with him so many times, so much time. In our Keshavji Gaudiya Math, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam up to third canto, and it was published in Delhi. And he told me that I want to go to Western countries to preach now. You'll have to help me, and you'll have to come with me in Western countries.
En una ocasión, dijo, yo estoy pensando en ir a predicar a los países occidentales, entonces tú tienes que ir conmigo también.
So, I went to Delhi, and from there I collected his old, so many books, his all things, Gita word and tone, Srimad Bhagavatam, everything. And I sent from Calcutta in Sindhya navigation, everything to New York, 22nd Avenue. He was very fond of sweets. I also send him peda, ditties, mridanga, kartal, everything from India. Fond of taking very delicious foods and to offer Krishna. Very delicious. And he used to prepare himself. All the Gaudiya Vaishnav should be very expert in cooking. I also know cooking. So he used to very prasansa karte, praise me for that cooking. And he very fond of my cooking. He requested me to come with him in preaching because he was alone. But at that time I refused that my Gurudev is here. I am serving here. When he will go to Bengal, then I may come to you. His order, to obey his order. I have now come here. He has planted seeds of bhakti. He has planted the seed of bhakti. Some seeds are sprouting. Some are growing. Some have leaves, two leaves, four leaves, six leaves, more. But there are so many that these seeds are drying. So many devotees that they have no association. That is how they are going to fall. They are falling down. Sannyasi are living sannyas. Brahmachari are marrying. And Gopika is gone. That is why he has ordered me to help his devotees. I have not come to collect any money. I have not come to make any disciple. Nothing to do with new disciples. I know the effect of doing disciples. And so many devotees who came to me for initiation, I told that you should go to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Japataka Girir Maharaj, Shivaram. I don't want to. I want to only help. Sometimes I become worried that anyone comes to me, and if any leader tells that you cannot return to school, then it becomes some problem. If I am coming here or in England, in America, so many devotees want to meet me and to see me. But if they are coming, sometimes they will have very big problem that they tell that you cannot come again in ISKCON. If I'm not helping, then I'm disobeying Srila Swami Maharaj himself. If I'm going to obey now the devotees, newly devotees, then I am going to disobey Swamiji. And if I am obeying Swamiji, then I am disobeying them. It is a problem. In any case, I don't want to disobey Swamiji. If whole world becomes in one side, I will be only alone in one side obeying Swamiji. So happy here. I'm here. I'm overjoyed to have association of a Vaishnava like him. I wanted to glorify so much Swamiji, but I have no time here because I will have to return and also not healthy enough to speak so much. Anyhow, I know that we are all in one family. That family is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. I never take any offense, never anything from anyone. I want only unconditional service of Swami. Go on. Come on. You should do. In Australian suit. Follow.